This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so occasionally our next guest, who is the, if there's something important going on NBC, he's doing it. He is the host of Sunday Night Football. He is the host of all horse racing coverage. He is the host of, a guy who does hockey games. A man whose schedule somehow allows him to occasionally listen to this ridiculous radio show. And the only good thing to ever come out of Ann Arbor, Mike Tirico joins us. Wow. That's right. That's right.
That's high praise. Thank you. I was actually, if you want to know the truth, I was dropping clothes off at the dry cleaners after the game in San Francisco, and you guys were on, and it sounded like you were looking for a friend to talk football.
My season's
done, so I'm available.
Perfect. Well, let's party. All right, I'll ask you what I asked everybody. Yeah. You watched them all. What was your prevailing takeaway, the biggest takeaway from Divisional Weekend?
It sounds so Neanderthal and stupid. Like, you better run the ball and stop the run. I know that's like, God, when we sit in production meetings with especially college coordinators, you know, it's always like, okay, when the guy says we got to stop the run and we've got to establish the run, that's usually when you go, okay, this guy isn't going to give us much this time
Thanks
around.
For nothing.
Exactly. But, man, because of the way the pass game dominates a game, if you can do it effectively like Kansas City did, you have to make teams one-dimensional and then be able to cover. And when you start thinking about why Tennessee has run two games here, Ryan Tannehill pretty much has like a Patrick Mahomes quarter for eight quarters of stats in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Yet they're going to the championship game. They're the second to last team standing in the AFC. San Francisco dominated that game on the ground and not letting Dalvin Cook get going at all. If you can still do that in the NFL, unlike college football, you can still do that. You can control a game, and that is where maybe Houston couldn't put the hammer down when they were up 21-24-0 yesterday. They didn't know how to take 6-7 minutes off the clock in a drive, and that eventually bit them, and that's why they lost.
What do you see? You know, it's funny, Mike. You bring up Houston before we get to the other good stuff. Like, I heard Bill O'Brien's comment about heading in the right direction, and I know it's coach speak, but like, bro, not after you blew a 24-0 lead there. I mean, what do you make of Bill O'Brien?
So here's the interesting thing. People got on Bill O'Brien for kicking the field goal to go up 24-0, right?
Yeah.
Up 21, why did you go for it? They said there was confusion. He thought it was first down. They sent in the play, et cetera. And they got on him for that, yet criticized him for the fake punt because of momentum. And that's one and the same. You want the guy to be aggressive. He was trying to be aggressive with a really odd card pull with the fake punt. And if Sorensen, 49 for Kansas City, doesn't make that tackle in the open field, that's got a chance to get to 31-0. And then, as we know, it's going to be a bigger problem. So I don't blame him for that. I think he has brought Houston pretty far along, and they've gone through some adversity and gotten better. I don't think that that's set up to be a championship-level team, because I think the defense is starting to get a little bit to the point where J.J. Watt can't impact it too much the way he used to.
And their secondary stinks.
And their secondary, because now you have contracts that are going to be tied up with J.J., with Deshaun Watson, with Hopkins. It's going to be hard to keep adding people. So I think that's where, in the long run, it's going to be hard to – and Laremy Tunsil, don't forget, the left tackle they traded for. It's going to be hard to be a great offensive and defensive team with all those big-dollar contracts, and you're the head coach and the GM. It might be about towards the end of what they can do. But I will say this. Last year's Houston team, 2 years ago, they don't come back down 16-0 and looking atrocious against Buffalo. They did this year, so they are better, but I don't know if this is the ceiling.
All right, let me ask you the type of sports radio, hot takey, crazy question that probably angers you, but it's kind of fun for us. You ready?
Okay. Sure.
Who needs the game more this weekend for their legacy, Aaron Rodgers or Andy Reid?
Andy Reid.
My man.
Andy Reid, because Andy Reid hasn't been a good coach. He's been a very, very good coach. Winning percentage, off a bye, number of appearances in the championship game, number of playoff teams. Andy Reid teams never stink. They're always pretty good. Except for the last year in Philly, for the most part, Andy Reid teams, barring a significant injury, are usually pretty good, pretty competitive, and make you work your tail off that week. And I think if Andy can get to and win a Super Bowl, it would be really significant. Aaron's been there once and done it. Going up against that front for San Francisco is going to be brutal. And that could be one of those games where they just can't get anything done.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the wide receivers other than Davante Adams, if you take Davante Adams out of the game, how does Green Bay win a game if they have to throw the ball? So I would say Andy more than Aaron.
No, and you're right. And it's funny, too, because when you look at it, Aaron has been let down by his defense. Like, there are playoff games. He's put up 38, 35, and the defense gives up half a hundred.
Yeah,
Andy Reid, how many of his now seven title game appearances, he's gone in with the better team, probably five of them, and he just can't get it done.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and what they've done over the years, I think, is move the ball effectively against almost everyone. And in playoff games like this, that usually becomes very hard because you're playing a smart defense, a well-coached team, a team that's won one or two playoff games already, so they know how to, you know, get yourself ready for this type of opponent. And I think these are the games where your margin for error, you're not going to dominate teams. You have to execute on both sides of the ball. And more often than not, they've been a play short. You know, McNabb, a couple of plays short in some big spots over the years. So I'm honestly rooting deep, deep down for them. I try not to pick a team to root for. And I like San Francisco just being out there. I like everything they've got going. I think they're going to be a team that will be a huge factor at the top of the NFC again next year for the next couple of years.
Yeah, they're a hammer. I mean, they dictate terms. They don't get dictated to. And that's with the elite play calling of Shanahan, with the line play both ways. Mike, they're a hammer.
Well, the line play. I mean, look, Nick Bosa around here, we knew because of Joey, people knew. So there was some sizzle to that pick at number two. But Eric Armstead, people weren't going, oh, my gosh, how did we not take him in the draft? Whatever team you're rooting for. They're terrific. DeForest Buckner. Oh, man, how did we let Buckner get past us? Nobody's thinking that. But, John, and you know, you may have heard Tony Dungy say this on the air with us a few times this year. John Lynch wanted to build the defense the way the Dungy defense was built in Tampa, the defense he played safety behind. And he just wanted the big guys up front. So they've invested three ones in the last 4 years in a place where we're going to be dominant, not going to go chasing other things. We'll do that later on in the draft or later on in free agency. And the result right now is those three plus D Ford on a free agent deal and a couple other guys who filled in here along the way, and their D-line. I was on the field and watching that fourth quarter and the second quarter. Oh, my gosh. They ruined and changed the game. And a different way than other teams I've seen this year.
All right, you tipped your hand a little bit in the NFC. I'm going to assume you'll pick Frisco. So then on the other side, Titans, Chiefs, go ahead, take me through.
I just think Mahomes and that offense will hit a couple of big plays against Tennessee, that even if Derrick Henry is the sledgehammer for another 25 to 30 carries, I think Tennessee's offensive ceiling is in the 20s.
Yep,
and Kansas City, they're going to score three or four drives in a game. I mean, what they did yesterday, Houston's defense is not comparable to Tennessee's. I think Tennessee's got a better defense. Their safeties are very good. But if they can run the ball just a little bit, Kansas City, then they're going to set up, whether it's Watkins or Tyreek Hill or Kelce, too many plays to compromise what they do best with Logan Ryan and the two safeties. In the back end with Byard as well for Tennessee. And I think Kansas City will hit enough big plays that they'll get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's funny you brought up Tannehill, but it's, you know, 14 points to win the wild card game and only throw it 14 times to win the divisional round. You ain't getting either of those this weekend.
Well, call me wrong. I'm, you know, happy to say when you're on the air wrong. We're making comments about the game at halftime, I think, of the first game, or maybe the pregame, I forget, and I say, yeah, guys, you're right. Look, I did the game on radio up in Foxborough last week. Ryan Tannehill has to give them more offensively in this game have any chance of winning. No, not really.
Nah.
They gave them about the same thing, and they won. But, you know, credit to that. And, like, here's, like, smart stuff, right, real quick. So Mariota plays one snap in week 17, throws the ball. Comes out for one snap against the Patriots,
yep.
throws the ball. Now he comes out, oh, we've seen the last 2 weeks, throw, and they run the jump pass. And by the way, when you go back and look at that Derrick Henry jump pass, wide open, not covered, is Mariota. That's just like Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator, setting something up for 3 weeks.
Yep.
He got it to pay off at jugular time.
At the critical time. Mike, great talking to you as always. We'll catch you on the coverage, and go get the dry cleaning. Good for you.
I got the groceries before the championship game, so that'd be good. I'll talk.
Perfect. Mike, thanks again. Mike Tirico.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.